Hey, my name is Patrick McQuillan. I'm the director of MWR here at Fort McCoy. I'm really honored this morning to have both our garrison commander, Colonel Steve Messenger, and our senior commander, Major General Matt Baker, here with us today to open up and cut the ribbon here at our newly renovated Rumpel Fitness Center. The original Rumpel Fitness Center was built in 1966 by the Job Corps. This program was created under President Lyndon Johnson's administration in 1964 as part of his war on poverty. The program trained young men in vocational, technical, and social skills, and the McCoy Job Corps operated Fort McCoy from 1966 to 1968, and during that time they used $750,000 to build a field house with a swimming pool. It cost a little more to do this one. That building became what is known now as Rumpel Fitness Center, arguably one of the most important buildings on Fort McCoy. Rumpel Fitness Center was named after Lieutenant Colonel Donald O. Rumpel, the Fort McCoy XO executive officer from 1978 until his untimely passing in November of 79. Colonel Rumpel was a native of Hancock, Wisconsin, and a 1954 graduate of the UW-Madison, where he was a member of the ROTC program. He went on to attend the Command General Staff College at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and at the time of President John F. Kennedy's death, he served as the Honor Guard officer for the European Theater. Colonel Rumpel is the recipient of 3 Bronze Stars, the Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry, and the Air Force Medal. He's also credited with founding the ROTC program here at UW-La Crosse in 1971. We're honored to have his name on our fitness center. Fitness centers are critical to the success of the Army, and our Rumpel Fitness Center is no different. We have averaged about 120,000 visits a year up until the time we closed in 2022 for the renovations to begin. So not having a main gym has not been without its challenges. This major renovation of our primary fitness center has taken 18 months to complete. We want to give our thanks to R.J. Jurowski and SEH for their design and work on making this happen. Thank you guys. Let's give it up for them. Major construction projects for the Army do not get done without years of preparation and countless hours of work by soldiers and civilians. Rumpel is not different, as all of this did not happen without the incredible contributions of a few amazing Army professionals that went above and beyond to ensure that Fort McCoy received this modernized fitness center built to meet the needs of today's Army. This project would not have been completed without the support of the United States Army Reserves, MCOM, and our G9 FMWR leadership at Fort Liberty and Fort Sam Houston. Before we hear from Colonel Messenger and Major General Baker, we'd like to recognize a few local heroes for their dedication to the success of this project by inviting them to join us up here for the ribbon cutting ceremony. From the Mission and Installation Contracting Command, if I could get Ms. Megan Abbott, Mr. Steve Bailey, and Mr. Todd Dempsey here, thank you for getting this contract through. Come on up, please. So these are the unsung heroes. A lot of contracting work, not fun. We're not going to talk about it, but thank you for doing it. From DPW, our Public Works Department, can I get Ms. Leanne Hahn, Mr. Gareth Ferguson, and Mr. Tim Peterson to come up? So they saw this project through from inception until completion, and it wasn't without challenges. Thank you guys very much for what you do. Take your time, Leanne. From our DES, they put the security cameras in our facility here. So we've got state-of-the-art security, and all of you who like 24/7 access, they put that system in here for us too. If I could get Mr. Jay Johnson and Mr. Ben Hoth up front here too, thank you for your work on making this happen. And then of course in the Army, all gyms are run by MWR for the most part. If I could get the MWR team here, Ms. Carla Renish, Ms. Robin Paoletti, and Ms. Julie Pressler, please come up front. Woo-hoo. Thank you guys for all you've done to make sure that this fitness center is looking great. Can't wait to show you guys what we have inside for you. And we got a special guest, Mr. Jeff Utesch. If you could make your way to the front. Jeff managed Rumpel Fitness Center back when it was built. He was in the Job Corps. No, I'm just kidding. He's not that old. But Jeff ran this fitness center for almost 30 years, and he just retired yesterday, and we made him get up early and come back for this. Jeff, thanks for coming back out. Thanks for all you've done for Rumpel over the years. All right, and without further ado, I will now turn it over to Colonel Steve Messenger for his opening comments.
Hey, good morning, and I really appreciate seeing Jeff here. We retired him yesterday, as he said, and I said, continue to serve your nation, Jeff, and here he is this morning, so look out in retirement. We did a ribbon cutting in building 1395 in October of 2022, and there were four people there. So we shut this fitness center down, opened the temporary one. Not a whole lot of people showed up. There was very little fanfare. But I'll tell you, the past 18 months of having an alternate fitness capacity in lieu of this was critical. So I appreciate MWR putting on how we continue to have physical fitness without the building for so long. Patrick talked about the history of Rumpel. It's hard to shut down buildings to make new. It's really difficult to make these decisions sometimes, but it's well worth it. 160,000 patrons run through our physical fitness facilities every single year. And what you're gonna see in here is state of the art with a new pool. It's like it goes right up to the edge. I can't even get involved in that thing. It's the first thing I'm doing after we're up. All brand new equipment, new flooring. There's a pickleball court in there. That's like a Wisconsin thing, I think. And a whole bunch of cheese for you Wisconsinites too. Look, an incredible new facility that will pave the way for the future. And this is one step of many as we look at holistic health and fitness across civilians, families, and specifically our center of gravity, the soldier or service members. It's so important we get this right, and physical is one of the many aspects of it. We have counseling out there for mental areas, for emotional, for physical, spiritual, and our RSO. There's so many opportunities to take advantage to make sure that you are a full person in all aspects, and this is one of the many. Thank you for understanding 18 months, bringing this back online. It is an incredible facility. I can't thank enough DPW, RMO, MWR, the MIC, the MWR team, Robin and Carla, for continuing to have capability throughout the time. This walk is a run walk is a great way to open this center. Thank you all for coming. I didn't know there were this many people on Fort McCoy. This is amazing. And it's great to see everyone. With that, I'm going to turn it over to the senior commander of Fort McCoy, Major General Matt Baker.
Hey, what a great morning, right? It's a little chilly in Fort McCoy. The sun's coming up. It's really bright. We're going to have a great run today. And this facility. So I've become the senior commander, and my first meeting with Steve Messenger is like, hey, we're closing down Rumpel Fitness Center. We're going to have an alternate. I'm like, what? I mean, so they every time you go to a post, right? I travel a lot, and the cornerstone of a lot of posts, because we are in the military, we're supposed to be physically fit, is the gym. Everybody talks about the gym. Hey, they have a good gym, they don't have a good gym, and whenever any outsiders come in, you said, what, 160,000 people come through here, what do they see? They come and see the physical fitness center, and that is their image of the base, right? So what we have here is a new image. Fort McCoy is always the gem of the United States Army Reserve and the gem of the United States Army when it comes to income and facilities. We get a lot of support from Senator Baldwin, her office, Van Orden. Everybody likes putting money into this base, and it is the gem. People come and visit Fort McCoy and are like, wow, I had no idea Fort McCoy is that awesome. And as we go forward, we're going to continue to be awesome, right? This is one aspect of it. And this facility not only represents, you know, Fort McCoy as the cornerstone, it's going to still be the cornerstone of the United States Army, and you know, as we go in for reserve center installations, but it also signifies the joining of the community. Sparta and Toma use this pool to train for their swim teams, right? We're not just an installation here for the soldiers, but we are part of the community of Sparta, La Crosse, Toma, and all the surrounding areas. And we are a hub of the community, right? We bring about $1.5 billion into the community annually. And this is just, as we go forward, my vision of Fort McCoy and Steve's vision is, you know what, continue to put the accelerator down, make this a place to come to train and do what we can do. We're gonna get a bubble dome here, right? Where's Leanne? All right. But, and again, I wanna thank this whole team behind us, because believe me, I was not involved as much in MILCON as I am as a senior commander over 19 states, and nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. Contracting, the construction design, the implementation. And I want to thank RJ Zarowski and you guys getting this thing done and making it complete, because if you did not get this complete, he was going to have a bad day. He's like, it's going to be May 1st. It's going to be, I guess, I was told it was October, right? So May 1st, yeah, you guys are going to keep pushing off. But again, thanks for being out here, representing Fort McCoy, representing community, representing your units, and representing the United States of America and the United States Army. So thank you. Let's get this run on and have some fun, all right? Let's go get it. Blue Devils, baby.
Get it, 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 get it